morning, Karen. How are you?
Good, thanks, Michael. How are you, mate?
Very well indeed. When did you get back from the UK?
Yesterday morning, yeah. So, a bit of a quick trip, but it was great fun.
It looked great fun. I loved seeing some of your social media posts, especially there was a post Sugar Cup luncheon with all of the superstar jockeys, wasn't there?
Yeah, we had a good catch up on Monday in London, and a few of the boys come down. And it was good to see that Martin Dwyer was there. He had an injury early in the year, and Frankie was there, and Ashim was there, Jamie Spencer was there, James Doyle. So, and the good old manager Brian Haskins was over with us, so he came along too. So, yeah, it was good to get abroad, and my first trip overseas since everything sort of started to open up, and yeah, nice to bang in a big winner as well.
When you got the biggest names in world sport when it comes to racing all getting together, what do you talk about?
A bit of everything, really. It was a good, fun day, you know, like a typical boys' lunch. Plenty of ale was had on during the afternoon, and it's just good to catch up and talk about everything, all the fun we've had in the past. When I was based over here, and it was good to see Martin Dwyer. Like I said, he had a bad fall on the gallops, and he blew his knee to pieces. So still up in the air whether he can get back in the saddle. But he's a funny fella to be around, and plenty of laughs had.
Do you think we'll see a few of the boys head down to Melbourne for the Spring Carnival? We'd love to see Frankie on what could be his farewell tour for the next 12 months or 2 years.
Yeah, well, everyone's talking about it again. Obviously, you know, racing down here has been more and more spoken about, given all these, prize money increases and whatnot, and, you know, the big races, that's right in centre. So lots of people talking about it, and, wouldn't be surprised if definitely a few of those lads come out for something from one of the big stables over there.
And the Sugar Cup's good fun. I know you've ridden in a few times over there, but it was a cherry on top being able to head over to Germany and win the Oaks, another Group 1.
Yeah, that's right. It was a good day there on Saturday, firstly with the Sugar Cup, and Jace Collett came over, and he had a great time riding around Ascot. You know, as I said to the press over there, any time you can have a couple of spins around Ascot, it's a good weekend. It's a beautiful track to ride on, and we didn't get a winner each, but a good fun day. And yeah, and then I was able to boot on over to Germany for the Sunday, and fair play to Andreas Waller and Jamie Lovett and Luke Merrill. They were able to find another one, and that was their third win in the Oaks.
Yeah.
So fantastic effort by, as I said, those guys to pick this filly out, and they purchased her. They had a run earlier in the year, and then Andreas had a 2 month freshen up coming into this, and he had her cherry ripe, and you know, she wasn't very big, but I was able to get a good feel off her in the preliminary, and everything that she was sort of expelling was saying that she's in good form, and she put the rest to bed. She was able to ping out and find the front, and the job was done.
I think there's talk now with Australian Bloodstock, they may even be heading over to the US with her. Is there any want for them to keep the winning team together?
I'm not too sure about further plans going forward with her, but yeah, I did read somewhere where they might be looking to maybe even sell her on to America. So we'll wait and see what happens there. But she's a filly still on the improve, and we'll wait and see what unfolds there.
You've had great success with Europeans, of course, cross counter. And while you were over there, did you do a bit of reconnaissance on maybe a few of the internationals who may be headed out here for the carnival?
Yeah, well, I went and caught up with Charlie Afri and the Godolphin guys, and they mentioned that cross counter was just down the road at their lifetime care facility, which is about a few miles further out of town. And went there, and it was pretty pleasing to see cross counter. He looks in tremendous shape. He's doing a bit of steady dressage work and a bit of jumping here and there, and as are a few other racehorses. So it was remarkable to see what the efforts that Sheikh Mohammed and the Maktoum family display with in regards to their horses after racing was fantastic to see. And it's amazing how everyone else is jumping on board in Australia. We're getting quite good at these after racing care, and it's fantastic.
It would have been a lovely moment. And did Charlie say, I've got another cross canter for you this year?
He didn't say anything about that, but no, it's good to see. He's got some nice pictures taken, and he's really filled out now. He was only 3-odd when I rode him, so it's been a while since I've seen him, but lovely, big, strong fella that's going to make a beautiful hack for someone over there.
Well, you've certainly been clocking up the miles, and we're going to get to see you in Melbourne, which is a great early spring appearance for us down here. Why are you making the move to Melbourne this weekend to ride a couple for Peter Snowden and Paul Snowden?
Yeah, well, initially Peter had a few earmarked for this meeting, and it's sort of been drilled down to two, but looking forward to Airpar. She's come back in good form, and she's already been a victor around Caulfield, so she meets a nice little field there of other fillies that have been performing well, but I just like the way that she's been going well at the trials, and Ranger's heads down well, also he's coming off for a morning win, and he can be competitive as well. So just the two rides there, and then I'll be back up for the Silver Shadow meeting the following week, back up here in Sydney.
Ipar created such a huge impression when she won on debut with Emerson Cooper, and then the wheels fell off, and she's had a few issues. But as you said, the jump outs where James McDonald has ridden her, she's been back to her blistering best, and she's looked really, really slick. Have you actually been on her back this time in, a track work or anything?
I did a little bit earlier in her preparation. She's definitely strengthened up, and I think sort of the ground went against her and a couple of wide draws, and had to do too much in one race there that I rode her in at Rose Hill. So you can sort of put a, I reckon you can definitely put a line through the last two, but, you know, it's a new season. Plenty of three-year-olds are going to be in the same boat as her in regards to strengthening and improving. So, you know, it's an important time for these fillies, and, you know, Saturday will tell us a bit more. But everything that's shown at the trials is that she's pleasing the Snowdens.
She's got a crossover noseband on, and she can be a bit keen or look to be a bit keen in the run. So do you think her manners have improved this time?
I think so, yep. You know, she's a quick filly, so, you know, we'll be looking to ride her to her strength on Saturday.
And Rangers, well, the Ramorny form certainly being franked last week in the Missile Stakes, and I suppose in the Regal Roller, it's a race where all these different form lines are converging.
Yeah, exactly right. He's in crew best form, this horse. You know, he's coming off a winter trip up in Brisbane where he put forward some nice runs, and then that last start win just showed he's still in good form. So the travel down to Melbourne will be no problem for him. Being an older horse, he'll handle it with a plum. And as I said, he's another each way chance there on the weekend for him.
A lot of water to go under the bridge, but the good horses are coming back. Have you got a ride or two at this stage that you're really looking forward to in regards to the spring?
Well, Huetta's a horse that he was a good winner of the Durman Cup, and you can put a line through the Q22 where he just got too far back and out of the race, given how it worked out on the day there at Eagle Farm that day. But you know, he went to another level there last prep, so he could be one to keep an eye on as we get into the spring. And the big grey classic legend, had a look at him this morning. He's haven't been on his back yet, but Les has been pleased with him, and Peter Roble's been letting him do a little bit of striding work. So he's building up his fitness levels as well. So fingers crossed he can stay sound.
Is Les pretty confident that the big boy will get back to his best?
Well, he's happy with the leg. You know, he said it feels good, and the horse himself looks fantastic. So, you know, we all know the level of ability that he has. So it's all about you know, staying sound, and hopefully those legs of his, the grey legs, can stay up and handle the workload going forward. But I know that Les is pleased with him, so is Peter.
Yeah. Well, we can't wait to see you at Caulfield on Saturday. And how's the team going? How's the family? How old is it? Reece, that's the oldest now, who just can't wait to follow in Dad's footsteps?
No, Reece is the youngest boy, but no, they're all going good. They're still doing plenty of riding. There's a bit of a couple of show jumping meets coming up, and they're doing a good job. Kathy's handling them well, and we'll see how they eventually. Like I said, there's still plenty of water under the bridge in regards to them, but they're having fun doing their show jumping and dressage at the moment.
They're very talented. I've seen them on social media, all of them. So if breeding's anything to go by, I don't think it'll be long before we may see another McAvoy in the ranks.
Got to keep a lid on them, though.
Hey, good to chat, Kieran. Well done on the weekend. We'll look forward to seeing you at Caulfield.
Cheers, Michael. Thanks, mate.